And that's United States Senator John Hoeven. Good to have you on News and Views, sir.
Hey, Joel. Good to be with you.
Where are you at today on this, Senator Hoeven? Now that you've had a chance to be debriefed, are you leaning towards or are you going to support the president's actions in Syria?
At this point, I'm reserving judgment. I'm not on board at this point. I have been in several briefings. You know, I was back there Thursday. I was at the White House in the Situation Room, got a briefing from President's Chief of Staff. I was on a conference call Saturday with Secretary Kerry, Dempsey, and others. And the White House reached out as recently as, I think it was Tuesday. What I've indicated is that they've got to have a plan. It's got to be something that we think can work. And then we also are going to have to see what kind of resolution Congress actually is looking at putting in place. But I think at this point, the administration's got more work to do to convince not just Congress, but the American public that they've got the right kind of plan and that they can do this in a way that can work.
I just want to make it clear for the people listening. If the vote were held today, it's 11:38 Eastern time right now. If the vote were held at noon today, Eastern time, how would you vote?
I'm not on board at this point.
Okay. Yeah. And Senator, that being said, I'm not seeing some swell. Leaders might have come out and said this. But I'm seeing people from both sides of the aisle saying exactly what you're saying. So the next question I would have for you is, what are you hearing from the people that you work with in the hallways? Is the support there?
I'm hearing, look, what I'm hearing from the people on the ground, like people in North Dakota, is that they have real reservations. They're saying, look, if we do this, we got to do it right. We better have a good plan. It better be limited. No boots on the ground. And we better understand what we're doing and why we're doing it. And that's why the case has to continue to be made by the administration. And what I'm hearing from my colleagues is the same thing, that they're hearing what I'm hearing. And that's exactly why, at this point, I'm reserving judgment, and I think that the administration's got more work to do.
Senator, do you believe that the president has the authority to make an attack upon Syria without approval from Congress?
Under the War Powers Act, you know, arguably he does. Look, the problem here is that he waited too long to take action, and he wasn't clear in setting up a plan of action. Even last week, before he talked about coming to the Congress, he was talking about just lobbing a few cruise missiles in there, and people are going, well, wait a minute. Number one, why have you waited this long? Why isn't there, you know, what's the clear objective here? What's the plan? And then he stepped back, recalibrate. Now he's coming to Congress, so he's being forced to develop a plan. And what he said in terms of that plan is that he's going to work to degrade Assad's capabilities to deliver chemical weapons, degrade his command and control, degrade his air defenses, and at the same time, then supply the Free Syrian Army with training and arms to try to build their capabilities. Well, so he's starting to develop a plan now and communicate it. This is what should have been done a long time ago.
Can I ask you this? Do we have an interest there other than humanitarian?
We do in this sense. Look, Iran is trying to build a nuclear weapon. They're watching what we are or aren't willing to do, and that is of great concern. This has, in essence, become a proxy war. You've got Russia, which is supplying arms to the Assad government. And you've got Iran, which is through Hezbollah and so forth, is actually training, and they've got people in there, Republican Guard and so forth. So this is becoming a proxy war between essentially people who would support dictators and Islamist extremists like Iran against the forces of moderation like the United States trying to empower the Free Syrian Army. But the problem is when the Syrians first rose up several years ago, they didn't get help, and so now you've got these Islamist extremists who've come in, and that's made this situation much, much more difficult.
Senator Hoeven, how big of a factor, how much of the conversation is taken up by the talks of collateral damage of whatever we might do?
Well, that's the reality of anything we do, and that's why we have to have a plan. We better understand it. The administration, the Pentagon, needs to communicate it to the American public. I think there's a strong feeling here. We need to get this right if we're going to conduct a strike.
And
that's why I say there's more work to be done here.
And here's what I'm struggling with, because I don't believe that the debate that you and I are having about this is a Republican-Democrat debate. I'm seeing John Boehner come out on the steps of the White House and say, I support the president in this. Yep. I'm seeing Mitch McConnell. I'm seeing leaders on your side of the aisle do that. I'm seeing leaders on my side of the aisle do that. And I'm not lying to you, John, when I tell you that I agree with you. I think you're spot on about this.
Well, I think it's a mix. I agree. I don't see this breaking down along Republican-Democrat lines. This is different. I mean, this is one of those issues that you're right. I mean, you can't really quantify it that way.
The other thing that I'm struggling with, you know, we've both been in some scrapes in our life, and I've always found that it's not a bad thing to surprise somebody when you're going to punch them. You know, and it seems to me that we're telegraphing everything we're about to do. And so if we do end up doing this, you know, what effect will it ever have if he's able to do things in a way where it makes it ineffective?
Look, we have to have a clear strategic objective in terms of what the political solution is. Now, the actual details of the strike, you're right, some of that has to remain confidential for the reasons that you've just described, but you still have to have a plan in terms of what you intend to accomplish. For example, for the president to come out and say, well, yes, we need to strike, but no, I'm not interested in regime change. What are you talking about? That's like picking a fight and say you're not going to take out the other guy. Well, who does that?
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, you got to have clear objectives, a clear strategy that's different from some of the details of what an actual strike would involve or when or where it happened.
Give me a timeline for the people that you serve of how you see this playing out over the course of this week, weekend, whatever. When do you think this will come to a vote of support or not in your Senate chamber?
Well, we'll start debate on it formally, I believe, on Monday, Tuesday. I believe we'll have a vote on it next week, and then obviously it would go to the House.
Senator Hovind, thank you for your time today. I know how busy you must be, and I really appreciate you getting back to us and coming on and giving your views.
You bet. Thanks, Joel.
Senator John Hovind, ladies and gentlemen.